the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here. Thank you for joining us one more time, and just excited to be here to share with you. And I am super, super excited. I got a little technical difficulty going on right now. It'll be okay. We're going to keep it moving. Today is, what's today? Saturday. And we're going to keep it moving. I know that there are so many things that we're looking forward to in life, and I know that there are challenges that are going on in our lives, and we just need to be excited about the things that God has for us. We need to be excited about the path that is there. I know there are a lot of things that we're looking at and we're wondering, you know, how in the world did we get here? What's next? You know, we got so many things that are unsure. But you know what? Through it all, we just have to believe that the greater is already here. So hang on and be faithful and be true, and we're going to have a fabulous show for you. Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Basher, your host. This is So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So glad that you could join us. Welcome to the beginning. That's what it is. It's not an ending. It's not over, because guess what? God says it's not over, okay? You still have something to do. You're here. I keep saying I'm on this side of the world. I'm not on the outside looking in, and I am moving to my greater. And I have a poem that I've written, and I wrote it because I opened up my face, and it's just been full of so much hate and anger and disappointment and just division. And it's just so heartbreaking for me, because I know that we're above this, we're better than this, and we've seen worse. We have seen worse than this. And as a nation, as a country, we should be doing better than this. Everybody is fighting and killing to get here and live in the land of the USA, but we can't even get along with each other. So let's make today the first day of the rest of our lives. Welcome to the beginning. So the poem reads, "I have a dream that has come to be. Someone is showing me who they are, and now I see. I no longer sit at the back of the bus, because freedoms that I now have, I rise just for us. So don't be afraid of what you do not know. Grow, strengthen, and receive the knowledge. Be successful and grow. Grow in areas you never dreamed or imagined. Grow in your now, your future, not the back then. Believe in the Father in heaven, the giver of life, because it's not what you know, but who you know. And I believe in Christ. I believe in the one that can save us all. I believe in a God where there is nothing he does not know. I believe in my people who have fought to be set free. And I believe in our children and all the visions they have and may not see." And that is written by Madeline Bass. And you guys, we need to understand that our kids, they need us to step up. They need to see us coming together. They don't need to see all of this division and fighting over petty stuff. This is school kids stuff. Like, this is grade school stuff, you know, mad and, you know, you took my toy and I'm taking my ball and go home situations. Like, come on. We are too old to be acting like we're acting. We're getting upset because somebody is friends with somebody that we don't like. And come on now, really? Like, this is unbelievable. So too much has happened. Too many people have sacrificed not just their lives, their families, and their supporters and encouragers who have given up and sacrificed their livelihood for freedom, not just for people of color, but for everyone. And ladies and gentlemen, Christ gave up the ultimate, sacrificed his life for freedom forgiveness, for love. And he's laid the foundation. So why is it so hard for us to choose today who we're going to serve, choose today what we're going to believe, choose today how we're going to live? It's just time out, people. I'm so disappointed in the U.S. of A. right now. I'm very, very disappointed in how things are being handled. I'm not surprised because it's been petty for a while, but come on now. It's just time to do differently. The working class is breaking their backs to make sure that everybody has, but for some reason they want to crush the working class. So millionaires, billionaires, quadrillionaires, scientists, doctors, teachers, lawyers, housekeepers, waitresses, hostess, authors, singers, actresses, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do, wherever you are, if you are a part of the U.S. of A., step up. Step up into who you are and make a decision that today is the beginning of the rest of our lives. Today is the beginning of an opportunity to show our children that we are not going to die over foolishness. We are not going to continue this legacy of hate that just seems to linger, and it just keeps coming full circle, and each time it gets worse. We're all a part of another race or another nationality. We're not all one solid something. We share the same blood, and we need to be more supportive. You've got a child, a grandchild, you have a parent or a grandparent that is not the same as you. So when you're hating on something that's not the same as you, something that's different, remember that you're hating your own family. You're hating your own bloodline. You're hating yourself. And self-hate, oh my gosh, that's a heavy, heavy weight. That's a heavy burden. So let's step up and let's change the way that we see our world right now. America is a beautiful place to be, and it's supposed to be a land of dreams. It's supposed to be the land of an opportunity. We're supposed to be united. We're supposed to be United States, but yet we're so divided because we're so busy in looking at what we don't personally like. No matter who's in that office, there's going to always be something about that someone that someone doesn't like. A group of people will have a problem with it. Always. And if we know this, then why does it always take us by surprise? And why do we act like such nuts? Because it's not going our way. That's childish. It is so, so very childish, and it's selfish. So let's step up as adults. Let's step up and teach our children unity. They have to fight side by side. They have to work side by side. We need each other. Whether you got them working for you or you're working for them, it doesn't matter. What we have, we need each other to make it happen. We need each other. So let's come together and realize why we are here. And as believers in Christ, God says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the kingdom. If we as Christians would just step up and do what we're supposed to do, regardless of what punishments or situations or circumstances you may place yourself in, if you're doing his will, then it doesn't matter about anyone else. If you're following the will of God and you know the true God, the Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, our Lord, follow the path and plan that God has for you. And be diligent. Be consistent in living accordingly. Love each other. I hear and I see it on one minute. I love the Lord and I love Jesus and we need to love each other. And then the next breath you're saying, I can't stand this and look at that. And you're talking about your government and the people who are running it. Different parties, you just got a problem with because they don't agree with you. Even as far as petty as teens, you know, everybody's getting all mad and talking bad about each other, and you'll riot over a loss of a game. That's petty. That's childish. And it is because we don't value each other. We don't value life. We don't value others. We don't even value family. So today is the first day of the rest of our lives. Welcome to the beginning. This can be the beginning of something great. Our children have to grow up in this, ladies and gentlemen. And what's going to be for them? What's going to be there for them? Well, how are we going to expect them to handle us when we're old and can't do for ourselves or sickly? Our kids are not getting the education that they need. You want a dumb doctor working on you, a dumb surgeon because of who his parents were or how much money he had? Doesn't really know what he's doing. You want that working with you? Do you want them defending you? Do you want them providing for you, taking care of you? Come on, people. These kids are going to be running our country one day. And what we teach them now has a great impact on how they will handle it later. So welcome to the beginning. It's here. And too many people have sacrificed. Too many have sacrificed it before us. Let's stop the bullying and the bad mouthing and the childish acts and comments and mud throwing, and let's create this world to be the great that you say that it's going to be. And it starts by pulling together. It starts with us as Christians, as believers, standing side by side and working together to build the great. Let's rebuild this nation. I'm Madeline Bassett, and this is So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. God bless.
You're